Alzheimer's and COVID? I'm Fred Bottomer with 60 Seconds to Better Health. A new WashU study finds a slightly increased risk for Alzheimer's in people who have had COVID-19. CNN medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen.
Yes, this is interesting. This was a huge study of millions and millions of people. I want to be clear, just because people who had COVID were more likely in this study to be the ones who later got Alzheimer's, it doesn't mean COVID causes Alzheimer's. What it means is that this needs to be studied more to see if there maybe is a link. So let's take a look at this study. So this study was over 6 million people, ages 65 and plus. And when you looked at for every 1,000 people who had COVID, 7 of them got Alzheimer's. But when you look at the folks who did not have COVID, only 5 of them got Alzheimer's. And since it's such a big group, that difference between 7 and 5, that's a significant difference. But again, it doesn't mean that COVID causes Alzheimer's. What it means is maybe the inflammatory process we've seen with COVID, maybe there's a link to the inflammatory process we see with Alzheimer's. Definitely something that needs to be studied more.
With 60 Seconds to Better Health, I'm Fred Bottomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.